You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends and staff.
Blah, 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 blah.
All right. We haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah. Good morning.
WMDX 92.7 on the old-fashioned radio dial that you have. You can also tune in, like, you know, most Gen Zers do, online, stream it, and get to our app.
Yeah.
Listen to the show.
Yeah.
Text and voice note us.
Yes.
I like the voice noting.
We haven't got that in so long.
Just jump on the Civic Media app, go to WMDX, and look for the voice note button, right?
Yeah, yes. That's
push
it.
The button and right start
in,
yapping.
Right in the middle of the screen.
Yeah.
It's easy.
And by the way, if you don't like it, start over.
Yeah.
You know?
You can also call us, 608-879-8255.
That's or you could do that, number. Too.
Yeah.
And you could watch us on YouTube and Facebook.
There you go.
You know, there's,
oh, my God.
There's so many. We're everywhere.
We're connected. Okay.
We get paid for all these special appearances.
Sure we do. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah.
Happy hump day.
Yeah, this is it right here.
Rise and shine.
Midweek.
Shake a leg.
Midweek.
Up and at 'em.
This is our 500th show, and we're really...
Not quite,
not
but
yet.
We're getting there.
All right.
It's happening in about 3 weeks, I think.
3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been 3 weeks for the last 3 weeks. Come on, guys.
No.
You know, we're turning into Trump here. Oh, 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
There were a few sprinkles earlier this morning. Looks like clouds are hanging in there now. Top of the hour, it said it was clear at the airport, but it's all cloudy downtown here.
Yeah.
On State Street, block off the Capitol. 69 degrees currently. The high today, just 75. A little bit cooler, fall-like air moving in for the next few days. What does your Samsung WMDX watch tell us this morning?
Well, you know, I got to say that there's a big contradiction here.
Is there?
The air that you breathe is excellent. All right.
Really?
But the pollen is super high.
Uh-huh.
So.
Do you think that's why you've had the sniffles lately?
I have a feeling that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
I figured it all out, though. I figured it out.
What?
There are ways to treat it.
They
have the steroid nasal sprays, which take care of that.
Right.
And you can also take an antihistamine, but the antihistamine the second level or the second version of antihistamines, there's a first version that is a little more problematic for people who have pre-existing conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Might interfere with some of the drugs, interact, and also might actually hurt your health. But the second versions of these antihistamines, I found, God, what am I doing? Stop,
beep, beep, beep,
stop
beep, beep,
me
beep,
now.
Beep.
Shoot.
Oh, are you still talking? Okay.
Well,
I dozed off for a second.
I got to tell you, I over-research everything. Yeah. You know, no wonder I don't have any time during the day.
You go down the rabbit hole.
I know.
And you don't come back.
I know.
Sad. Oh, boy. Let's see.
All right.
Okay. A little bit later on, Mike McCabe will join us. He's a Substack author and blogger and all around good guy. He's going to be here.
Yeah,
we haven't seen him for a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
he took a little time off. And
he comes in and he talks about his Substack article.
Right.
But I want to get his impression of what's going on out there. I want to get his feelings about the situation that we have politically. I also, and this is the question I want to ask him.
Yeah.
What about the guardrails on AI?
Yeah,
what do you
about
think
that?
We should put up as guardrails for AI? And my specific question is, Should we have age verification? Should that be the first guardrail?
Age verification? Really?
Yeah, because age verification is something that Google's putting in place. The Democrats are kind of jumping on board with this. Europe or Britain, I'm not sure who it is out there. And
Great Britain?
On the other side of the
United
ocean.
United Kingdom?
All I'm thinking is that maybe one of those countries or the European group itself has this new law that will require age verification. So
what would be the age group? Like 18 and above or 21 and above?
Yes, but it's not really even where the cutoff point is.
Oh, okay.
It's just being able to track down people. Once you verify your age and you give proof of it, maybe a driver's license or some kind of identification, then you're giving them the ability to track down and follow everything you've ever visited on the internet.
Lord.
That is very scary.
It's mind-blowing. Yeah,
it is. It's crazy. Mind-blowing. I'm thinking
I like that.
That is not a good thing. And again, the Democrats showing that they really don't know anything about the internet and why we need Gen Z's in there. Let's vote younger people into the Congress, please.
Please, please.
We don't want that. We don't need that. Things have been going pretty well the way it is as far as age is concerned. Okay.
I mean, all right.
Other than that, I think there should be guardrails. But the age verification thing is really, really not a good idea.
Well, we'll ask Mike McCabe about that.
Yeah.
See what his take is on it.
Well, yeah.
A little bit later on. He'll be in about 7:35. Okay. It's 12 minutes.
Well, I'll try to condense what I'm saying here.
Okay.
I'm a little wordy this morning.
You're fine. It's all good. It's all good. Hey, if you go to our WMDX radio page, that's WMDXradio.com, we have something new there. It's the events page. You go to the events page, you can see what kind of events we have coming up. Like tomorrow night, we have Madison Night Market.
Yes.
We didn't have one in July. They skipped July because there are too many other things going on. But we'll be back at right across the street from our station in front of the Overture Center.
Yeah.
Tomorrow evening, we'll be there from 5 until about 9. We usually cut out a little early.
Today,
you got to get up early.
I'm wearing the T-shirt today.
Yeah,
you got it on yesterday.
Yeah, looks good.
Yeah,
looks excellent.
And to get to that events page,
yeah,
it's just right at the top. It
right.
says local events. Just click on it, and you'll see everything underneath after that.
Well, I have a different version on my laptop for some reason.
Your laptop shows everything differently.
For some reason, I have the mobile version of our site on my laptop.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
None of the other sites show up like this. It's just ours.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, the question is the one that I wrote this month.
That's
this
right,
week.
The poll question. Yeah. And if you'd like to jump in on that, you can just go to WMDXradio.com. And the question is...
If John and Gordy did one thing for their morning show, they should...
A, not change a damn thing. Keep doing what they're doing. That's at 38%.
That's winning.
38.5%. Choice B is include more stories in Idiocracy at the risk of their own lives and freedom. That's 30.8%.
You know, it takes heroic courage to keep doing this, right?
That's right. Yeah, who knows? Choice C, sound depressed, angry, and lash out at even their closest friends and callers. Well, we do that anyway.
I did that yesterday.
Yes.
I closed the show with an angry rant.
Oh, boy. And then we got called into the principal's office.
In trouble there.
Yeah.
Leave him on a happy note.
Like, I get dragged into it, too. Like, I had nothing to do with it. You know, again. I'm in there yelling.
Well, you didn't stop me. So, but here's the thing, you know.
Yeah.
She acts like, you know, Stephanie Miller isn't next. You know?
What?
They're never happy. They're always angry. Come on. I'm just leaning into them.
I see. That's your excuse now. Okay. Well, try not to do that. Try to sound a little upbeat toward the end of the show and not like you're ready to go home and...
Well,
end it all.
That'll sound real.
Okay. God. And then choice D, immediately be replaced by AI-controlled robots. We're talking about AI.
Yeah.
We could be replaced.
So the top two is not change a damn thing or risk your life and freedom
okay.
by including more stories in Idiocracy.
Right.
We've got a few coming up today.
By the way, have you heard this story? And this is not a news story, but it's getting more traction now over on Willie Street. You know, I was thinking, what are the most famous streets in Madison? You got State Street, of course. Yeah. East and West Wash.
I can see that as our next question.
I don't care.
Catherine's jotting this one down.
But Willie Street, all these crashes, you know? City traffic controllers are grappling with a rash of car crashes on Willie Street.
On Willie Street, yeah.
That Mother Fool's coffee house has been hit
been a while.
A bunch of times.
Yeah.
And there are other stores along Willie Street. It's just, you know, what happens is they open up on weekdays. The city opens the eastbound lane on Willie Street to accommodate rush hour traffic.
Is it 4 to 5, 4 to 6?
4 to 5:30. 4 to 5:30, okay. And the majority of the crashes on the street in the last 5 years have happened during that time period.
Yeah, that
side of
the road. So
that's a bad idea.
That side of the road.
So, yeah.
It's a nightmare because John Nolan dumps out on a Willie Street.
Exactly.
And then Willie Street turns into a single lane, but there are two lanes dumping onto it.
Yeah.
And then they have the parking lane.
The parkings.
Cleared out for drive time as they're contemplating here eliminating that.
Yeah.
And having those cars parked there. I think that's the way it should go. Keep the cars parked there. Don't open it up.
Right.
It's not natural opening up that lane.
Exactly. And that's when the crashes happen between 4 and 5:30 usually.
You guys got to take me. I've never been to Willie Street in my life.
Oh, really?
Never. I've been to Atwood Ave, but I've never been to...
Wait a minute. Wait, do you think...
Can't get to Atwood.
What? You think we should?
Yeah, let's take the kid out.
You think he's old enough to go to Willie Street?
Check his ID.
They have a lot of
marijuana
shops.
He claims he's 22, but I think he's really like 16.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. You could pass. Do you get? They ask for your ID all the time.
I was just
going
to say, they always do. They always do.
All right. Well, should we get to would you rather do one thing or another?
We got a couple
do
minutes.
Do we have time?
Yeah. Something. Yeah. Let's see if we can make out what you're saying.
Couple minutes here.
Okay.
Anybody know what he's saying here?
Yeah. Tell us.
Here it is.
Crank it up.
All right. Text in to see if you guys can understand what that meant.
Okay.
All right. First question.
Yeah.
Would you rather... Mm-hmm. Brush your teeth with mustard or wash your hair with relish?
These are two things you've tried already? Is that it?
Hey, man, don't put
Where
this
do
on me.
Where do you come up with this?
Mustard.
I would do the mustard, too.
Yeah, I think I'm in on that, too.
I don't really like the smell of relish.
Yeah,
I
relish.
Love the smell of mustard.
No, that'd be bad. Right.
All right,
that was easy.
Quick and easy one, right?
We do not relish that question.
Oh,
there we go.
Okay.
All right, would you rather have teeth that are unusually pointy or hair that's always wet?
I'll go with the wet hair, I guess.
Yeah, I think that would hurt my mouth if they were pointy.
Yeah, pointy teeth.
Yeah.
I'll go with the pointy teeth.
Really?
Okay, fair enough.
Wow. Wasn't there a
what time of the day do you...
How
do you come up with these questions?
I do it at 9 p.m.
Yeah?
Every night, yeah.
At 9
I set an alarm to do the would you rather questions.
Wow.
In a stupor daze, I suppose.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know
after
how
you've
you
been
come
drinking
up with this
all night.
Stuff.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Well, there we go.
That's it. That's would you
that's
rather.
That's a high point.
Okay.
everything's downhill from here.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. We are just getting going on this Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
And we'll be back with...
trending.
Oh, that's right. What's trending? We'll find out. After this, on John and Gordy in the Morning, 92.7 WMDX Madison.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You can ask me what's trending. What's trending? You can ask me what's trending. What's trending? You can ask me what's
yes,
trending.
Yes, it is. It's trending. WMDX. John and Gordy in the Morning, 92.7 as you drive into work today. We're on State Street overlooking this beautiful street.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen the leaf blower guy or the street sweeper in many days.
Yeah. I don't know. What happened? Did they eliminate those jobs, or they just
because
no
we've been
leaves.
Talking about it, and the city decided that is too embarrassing. We can't have that happen.
Ever since they dropped it out of their truck,
so
we haven't seen it since.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
But so
dropped the leaf blower out of the
who
back
knows?
Of the pickup. Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by the good people at Verlo Mattress in Madison. They, you want to start the school year off right with a brand new custom Verlo mattress set for your students. Save big during Verlo's back to school sale going on now. Verlo Mattress, East and West in Madison. Go to verlo.com.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right. What's trending?
What is trending?
That's the whole point here is looking at the news and what is basically, essentially trending, right?
Yeah, what's headlining the news? What's on people's minds?
Well, it appears as though on Fox News they were talking to our president, the orange love doll, and he was talking openly about a relationship of one of the Fox hosts with Sean Hannity. and he wouldn't
what?
Let it, he wouldn't let it go, and he kept talking about it.
Really?
Yeah. Ainsley Earnhardt.
Okay.
I don't know who she is. Do you know who?
No, I've never heard of her.
There's a picture of her sitting on the couch with the other hosts, and apparently she has a off-screen, why do they say that, off-screen relationship with Sean Hannity? No, they're gonna have a relationship on screen. What is live reality? Well, anyway, Trump called and he just kept talking about it and yabbering about it, and they were trying to change the subject on and on. So, you know, that's the thing that's trending right now.
Well, I'm checking the Fox page right now, and yeah, I guess they have something happening, apparently.
They were left scrambling when Trump, who also opened up about his fears about his future death and the afterlife, we'll have that tomorrow. There's a link to that story. Well, anyway, Trump made her relationship the main focus of his call-in to the show. It comes after Trump's subtle gesture revealed that he really thinks about Melania after the high-stakes meeting. So, we'll find out what he thinks about Melania later. But that's what's trending as far as, meaningless news is concerned.
So Trump was rambling.
Just rambling on and on, yeah. Yeah. Now, Republican senator is saying that he thinks Obama could be charged in regards to the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election.
Oh, really?
He thinks he can be charged, even though the president has this new immunity thing the Supreme Court bestowed upon the presidency. Hmm. So he thinks he can still go after Obama. I think they just want to make this an issue and just keep it alive and well. And this is how they do it. And, you know, their outrage machine will keep this going for quite some time.
Really?
Yeah.
They think they can go after Obama.
Obama for investigating Russian influence in an election.
Seriously.
We seriously would not want to know that. we don't want to check into that. Yeah, that's pretty serious stuff right there. You don't want that to happen. This is kind of interesting. The traditional 9-to-5 is now being replaced with Infinity Workday.
Infinity Workday.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well,
people
keep working. Yeah, they work at night, in the morning. We check our emails, we check our chats, we check in constantly to see if we've got something new or something for tomorrow.
Yeah, never.
We're always working.
Yeah,
we're always working.
That's not good, is
it? Well, I don't know. I'm going to look at that story. We might even have that story tomorrow. Heinz Ketchup, by the way, has confirmed. Of course, they've been writing it on their product for a while. But anyway, that is that you should refrigerate your ketchup.
Well, is that breaking news?
That's breaking news. It's
who doesn't?
Well,
yeah.
Everybody's debated that. In fact, I took the ketchup out of my refrigerator. I now have it in the pantry or, in the cabinet someplace. I don't refrigerate it anymore because it's got a lot of vinegar in it, and that's a preservative to a degree.
Okay.
And You don't need to do it.
But Heinz is recommending
Heinz says, oh, you've got to capture the flavor and refrigerate it. And it's just a bunch of bull. Yeah, they're just,
okay.
They're just playing us. Okay, and the biggest news, and this is, I'm going to look into this. Apparently, Howard Lutnick. Howard Lutnick is proposing that the government buy a little piece of intel. They want a piece of intel because their excuse is that they have been giving grants to Intel. And Lutnick is out there saying, hey, why are we giving them money? Why don't we get something for it? This is a transactional.
It's always transactional with these guys.
This is pathetic. Come on. You do it for the good of mankind, you jerk. Anyway.
They want a piece of the action.
They want a piece of the action.
Yes.
And I got a little bit of news for them.
Yeah.
That's a very socialist thing to do.
Maybe they don't know that.
The government owning the businesses. And I'm sorry. I think we're leaning into socialism here. CJ and my mega friend from Milwaukee. Think about it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Government ownership.
So that's
Lutnick's
idea.
Well, let's try that.
That's cool. Okay. 29.
Lutnick.
Get in here. 29 past. And we've got the Midwest Food and Farm Report right around the corner. And then it's Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX Madison.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot!
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
What? What the f*** is going on around here?
Holy s***!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All right, Idiocracy. Always fun. Always fun here on WMDX. It's the John and Gordy extravaganza, hullabaloo, and shindig.
That's what it is. 6:35. It's cloudy this morning. A few sprinkles here and there. Highs about 75. Right now, 69 degrees. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, helping people change their lives by improving their hearing. They offer fast and flexible appointments with individualized care. Just go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com and take a free hearing test online. They help John Peterson, they help me, and they can help you too. Call them at 608-249-4077. Ask for Jim or Sarah. Don't let hearing loss frustrate you anymore. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Okay,
well,
Idiocracy.
The big
Here
disappointment
we go.
Is that millions and millions of people who have filtered through the Smithsonian over the many years have been misled.
Oh, no.
Absolutely misled. Just
really?
Nothing but woke. And this is what has been, you know,
well,
the trouble with the U.S. is that they have been influenced and exposed to this propaganda at the Smithsonian, and it has changed a lot of people's minds. They have become Democrats, liberals, progressives, going through the museums as they exit. We have changed their vote. And
I remember going to the Smithsonian a couple of times, once or twice when I was a kid, and then once as an adult with
our kids.
To you. Well, I guess. I didn't notice any kind of political bias or anything on any of that
stuff. That made me more curious.
And they got they have several. It's not just one museum. It's several in a
lot of museums. Yeah.
So I don't know what I don't know what the problem is here.
The big headline on CNN this morning was Trump says that the Smithsonian is out of control. The Smithsonian?
Oh, no.
Really?
That's news to them, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. This is every day. You know, It's yeah. This is more like The Onion than it is Idiocracy.
Yeah, it is. It's unbelievable. It really it's just from another world.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's too crazy to even imagine. And yet here we are. We're talking about this every damn day. All right. Let's move into the territory of our wonderful and beloved Postal Service. Okay.
Oh, boy.
In June, okay. the Senate parliamentarian
yeah.
Blocked a Republican proposal in a major tax and spending bill to sell off the agency's new electric vehicles and infrastructure and revoke remaining federal money. It sounded really stupid to do that. You know,
yes.
We just bought new EVs for the post office, unique vehicles that have the driver on the right side. But we're going to sell them off. I don't know who's going to buy them. All that money wasted and spent. They would rather have wasted the money just to make a point, just
sure.
to make a mega point. And then, of course, you know, take all the money, federal money back that is going to these companies that are manufacturing these cars for the post office.
Again, that's
and
just
a lot of
dumb.
Jobs
Why
lost
would they
there.
Do that? That's crazy.
It just to make a point, it's a mega thing, you know, they got to own us, right? Yeah. Well, the parliamentarian did stop them, but not long enough, because now the Republican MAGAs are saying that the Postal Service should still stick to just delivering mail and not driving EVs as a statement, a political statement. Driving those EVs, that's a political statement.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, Senator Joni Ernst said this. It didn't make sense for the Postal Service to invest so heavily in an all-electric force. The whole thing here is these postal trucks, the ones that are out there right now, were built in 1987.
What?
So if we get the EVs now,
yeah.
maybe in 40 or 50 years, they'll still be out on the road.
Right.
Why would it be crazy to invest so heavily into all electric vehicles at this point? They're going to be on the roads for a long, long time, folks.
Right.
My God. So yeah. anyway, she thinks that it's just mail delivery. It isn't making a political statement, buying an EV and making sure that the climate remains environmentally safe for most of us to breathe.
Mm.
Oshkosh Defense was given the award. Grumman Long Life vehicles, I mentioned, you know, built in 1987, have a fuel efficiency of 9 miles per gallon. Not good.
What?
New trucks are equipped with airbags, blind spot monitoring, collision sensors, 360-degree cameras, and anti-lock brakes. Wow, there's something
nice.
New. And and air conditioning.
Woo!
Oh,
whoa!
Wow!
Wow!
Okay. Oh, I know. Here, but the thing is, with EVs, and there's a lot of braking going on, you know, delivering mail.
Sure.
That Stop adds to regeneration. It regenerates the battery.
Sure.
It recharges
so
it every
a lot
time
of
stop they
stop. And go traffic. And,
it's perfect for mail delivery. It's perfect.
Yeah.
And yet Joni Ernst can't wrap her head around that. And the mega Republicans can't wrap their head around it. And this is, I'm just going to take a break here. I'm just going to curl up in the corner in the fetal position and just, you know. Wipe my brain clean for a moment while we listen to Mark. Let's go to Mark on the phones.
Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, you just kind of lit a fire under me with this latest. You just talked about this. But I've talked to my postman, you know, frequently chatting with the man and saying, you see these vehicles stop and go, they stop and go, and they stop and go in town.
Yeah.
And it makes so much sense to have electric vehicles for that. For the love of God, the first vehicle, some of the first cars we had were electric cars back.
Right.
Back at the turn of the 20th century, back in the early 1900s, and the only problem was that the battery technology wasn't good enough.
Right.
Electric vehicles, to some extent, are much simpler than internal combustion engines.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no it converts, you know, the electric motor turns, and it doesn't have to go through a transmission like the, of course, there is some kind of transmission, but it's not.
You don't have to create six or eight explosions every time, right?
Right?
I mean, you know, it was clean.
Distance, yeah.
Yeah.
And these vehicles are getting age. They're getting very old now because they're an older vehicle.
Yes.
And now we've already got these electric vehicles in hand. Just because Donald Trump was all excited when he drove the damn Tesla.
Yeah.
For the love of God, it is just idiotic, and these people, you know, everything's a woke statement. No, and it's pure Stalinism now for the whole attacking the museums. I can remember seeing there's a program on PBS about dogs, and talking about the evolution of dogs, and a guy in the Soviet Union couldn't study science the way he wanted to because the science wasn't in line with Soviet socialist thought.
Right.
So now science has to be in mega whatever it's thought now, mega fascist
thought.
That's
right, yes.
It can't be around. The museum has to match up with mega fascist thought. I mean, what we're going to expunge from the historical record, the fact that the Confederacy was based on support of slavery.
Yeah.
Read Alexander Stephen's, you know, cornerstone speech, where he says the natural place for the black man is as a slave. Hmm. That was the moral truth for the
for that time, sure.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised the Supreme Court doesn't go back to that. You know, I mean, it did set precedent.
Trying.
That was the Taney decision. That was Dred Scott. It didn't just say that Dred Scott didn't have any rights. It said that no black person should have any rights in this country because they're not equal to a human being.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just beyond me that we have to have this debate once again, and these people should be ashamed of themselves. They're all terrified of Donald damn Trump.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, at some point in time, the man is going to flop over dead like the rest of us flop over dead, and that Donald Trump will be gone, and they'll have to live with the fact that they've been supporting this jackass.
Yep.
Right. All right, Martin, yeah. Well, all good points.
I want to bring up something here. Something I heard
on
the way
in,
and that is that Pediatric Society, you know, doctors, physicians for pediatrics, they came out with a statement saying that children, babies, to by I think 4 years old, should be getting a COVID shot because their systems haven't gotten the kind of ability to fight off diseases yet.
Right.
They're not as immune as people have said they are, and they have come out with a statement now. They are trying to make a opposing statement to the government statement.
Mm.
See, now we can't even trust the government websites anymore with giving us the right kind of information that we need to make decisions and for insurance companies to make those decisions. Because if we're not requiring these shots for babies, infants, then the parents will have to pay for those COVID shots.
Yeah.
And it's more money out of our pocket.
Yeah.
So it affects us, our pocketbook, and it all affects our lives as well.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. And it's 6:46, and time for us to remind you about our big listener appreciation party that you are invited to. It's open to the public. It's free. It's happening Saturday, September 6th at 3 p.m. at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. We're going to socialize. We're going to bring people together over a few drinks, and we also are offering a VIP invite to the party. The VIP invite includes a free tour of the distillery and a tasting of some of their spirits and a WMDX swag bag. Now to enter, just listen to this keyword and text it in, and you'll be one of our entries, and we'll draw a couple of people to come along with a friend of theirs to our listener appreciation party. Keyword this time around is berry. Okay, berry. B-E-R-R-Y. Berry. Like, you know, like a berry. Like a strawberry brandy that they have.
Yes.
They have a strawberry brandy.
All right, that works.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Berry is the keyword. Get on the Civic Media app. Text it to us. Berry at the WMDX part of that app. Okay?
All right.
All right. And we will let you know if you're a winner.
All right, I got another story here.
Okay.
Ever wonder why mega comedy is almost non-existent?
Well, yeah, you got, yeah, who do you have in that world?
No
one
anymore.
You got that Gutfeld guy, Gutfield, whatever his name is, that late night That's, Fox guy.
Yeah, it's not funny.
No, it's not funny at all. It's really awful.
Well, and Dennis Miller tried it for a while. It did not work.
Didn't happen.
Remember they had the half-hour, one-hour, the one-hour, half-hour comedy show?
Right.
Trying to be funny in the title.
yeah.
It was just a miserable failure. Now, before CBS pulled the plug on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, season four of HBO's Hacks had already dealt with a similar situation in which that same thing had happened along with the vein,
I'll tell you what. We'll get into the story.
We'll
get into it after.
Everybody's waving their arms around. I can't focus.
Well, the
incoming airplane.
Time marches on. We'll be back with that story and much more on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Some tailor, someone sold you to a sailor. Goosestep mama, oh yeah, goosestep mama.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning.
It's cloudy downtown right now, around Madison, 69 degrees, 75 for a high today, a mix of clouds and sunshine, but no rain. Looks like we're done with the rain for a while. Should be pretty nice.
Cut 97, all right?
All right.
Instead of me explaining about comedy and how it isn't really something that you can find on the right wing.
Right.
I mean, they're just not very funny over there. And I guess I would imagine that watching, you know, The Five or whatever they call it, that's funny to some people. It's pretty sad. Now, what are comedians doing, though, to affect society? To affect what's going on in society, and it happens that Mark Maron, now he has a podcast. Does he still have that? He's ending that, isn't he?
He's ending it soon. I don't know if he's ended it yet, but yeah, he's been on the air.
Comedian, great show.
Yeah, the podcast is wonderful.
What was the name of the TV show that he had?
I think it was just called Maron. Yeah, that was really good.
That was a great show.
Yeah.
But anyway, he came out swinging against other comedians who've been making fun of trans individuals.
Oh, really?
All right. So let's listen to what he says here.
You know, to be in a fucking club where, you know, I'm walking down the hall at the comedy club, and, you know, in one room, someone's doing their bit about trans people, and then I get down the hall, and there's someone on stage going, well, I guess I got to do my bit about trans people. Like, no, you don't. You don't. It's hack now. I mean, you know, you guys got the freedom you wanted. You can now say whatever you want. They're defeated. Their rights have been denied. The policies that you guys encouraged with your stupid material are now policy. And now, like, you know, half the people under the umbrella of anti-woke, we've lost a tremendous amount of democratic-leaning ideas and movements. So whether they knew it or not, that's what they were spearheading. So now it's reality, and you want to still keep kicking them?
I don't know that the comedians have had that much power.
Are you fucking out of your mind?
No, I'm being serious.
Joe Ray. I'm not gonna.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, you can't separate. Like, if the movement is like, you know, we're being censored. No, you're not. You're not. There's no constitutional censorship issue with your free speech. You say things, and in a democratic show of an environment, you know, like Twitter or whatever, there's cultural pushback, but that's a specific issue. To frame it as some sort of free speech problem was a misdirect. It wasn't a free speech problem. It was that people were getting cultural pushback. That is not a constitutional issue. No one was being put in jail for saying anything. That's a free speech issue. But my problem is you're going to start talking about anti-woke, and that's going to be your point of view. That's going to be your ideological, you know, grounding for what you do. okay, that's fine. But why does it have to be the same four fucking things? You know, it's like they talk about the same shit. And I don't know a better definition of hack. I mean, after a certain point, it's like, you know, what juice does the word retard really have? How much do you have to give trans people? You know, what is your big problem with gay people? What's your big problem with women? It's like, what is this, the fucking 80s again?
Here you go.
Wow. Yep. That's good. Yeah.
Kind of rehashing a lot of old stuff, right? I mean, that's right. What they're doing. They're just beating this thing to death. It's not funny to a lot of people. And then they act like, well, gee, you're pushing back on me. You're trying to censor me. No, that's the feedback you're getting.
That's you know? Right.
You're accountable for what you're saying. And they've always been that way. And that's why they're afraid to speak up in college classes now because, well, somebody might actually have an opposing view to their point of view.
Yeah. Comedians have always been on the front lines, you know, ever since Lenny Bruce and George Carlin and, you know, some of the early guy, Richard Pryor. They've always been on the front lines of, you know, oh, boy, that's controversial. That's, you know, edgy. We don't know if that should be allowed. Should we censor him? Should we not let him? I mean, that's the way it's always been. And if comedy makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable, it's actually a good thing.
Yeah.
It gives you stuff to think about and to, you know, make up your own mind about how you feel about issues. That's my take on it.
Well, I mean, you know, Rich Little did impressions. David Fry did some impressions way, way back in the old days.
Yes.
And we played a cut here on the show from the Smothers Brothers, who laid into Lyndon Baines Johnson an awful lot about the Vietnam War. Incredible criticism. But, you know, even Johnson wrote into the show saying that this is the humor of our time.
Right.
And we should appreciate that, the freedom to have that kind of access to
freedom
humor.
Freedom of speech. Yes.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
So, you know, and I think Maron is certainly making a great point that it's not funny stuff anymore. You know, you can go on and maintain this separation between left and right, but it's not funny and it's not making society any better or more comfortable. We're all kind of, you know, at war with each other simply because of comedians going on. The point was that, well, comedians don't have that kind of influence. They've always had that kind of influence.
That's it. Yeah.
We're quoting and playing cuts from a few of the comedians of the past.
Yes.
I mean, we have the Smothers Brothers cut right here.
Oh, we do. Let's play it.
Let's play it.
We have time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Went to the LBJ.
Right. You know, presidents have to take a lot of jokes and
that's for sure.
He sure did.
Yeah. Well, it is part of the price of leadership of this great and free nation to be the target of clever satirists. They have given the gift of laughter to our people. May we never grow so somber or self-important that we fail to appreciate the humor of our lives.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
That's
well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was an impersonator, though.
Yeah, that was an impersonator.
Reading that Lyndon Baines Johnson letter to the Smothers Brothers. Yeah.
I know we used to call him just LBJ, but
people don't remember that. Right? Yeah.
For Gen Zers, we're explaining
that. 6:59. In our next hour, Mike McCabe will join us, Substack author. We're coming back with more of John and Gordy from Madison, WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.